you want to get up.
The Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
All right, welcome back to the show. After the show, we are back. Teresa is back in town, and we have a lovely, lovely guest, Laura Moritz from KMBC. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You are such an interesting person.
Really?
I have to tell you, I have to go through this roster because on the way into work today, I was thinking about this. You're beautiful, first of all. Very talented. You're an amazing host.
I feel like she's really
You want us to leave the room?
No, I'm not even.
I think you're great, but I feel like she's really trying to get something out of you.
Another shoe is going to drop.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to ask for money?
No, I'm not even brown nosing. You go over to Laura's house and you just feel like you're so welcome. She is so good at hosting. What else about you? You got me into grad school. You wrote the rec letter to get me into grad school.
That's really nice.
Well, yeah. she did that on her own.
What'd you say about her?
I said that she's a wonderful, beautiful, talented woman. And
are you just copying what I said about you?
Kind of a brainiac.
I think you're just copying what I said about you.
I can't believe we've never actually met you.
I know.
As long as we've been here, I guess, you know, just opposite
schedules. Yeah.
I think so, too. And my days on First News were from 95 to 2000. And we did a lot of radio. We'd go, you know, in spurts and do fun live shots, you know, in the booth. But since 2000, I've been on nights. So
it's hard doing those sort of radio TV crossovers because there's a little bit of a delay. You guys are more used to that than we are. And it's so awkward when we have, like, we smile and then we just pause and then we wait. We're not very good actors. So we're like, yes, and. And we just wait and we smile and look at the camera.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that the delay, it's only when something goes wrong in our studio that we hear the delay and then we're just as messed up. Otherwise, so if everything's going smoothly, we don't hear the delay.
I'm talking about just like a pause.
Oh, yeah.
You know how there's a little bit, especially like when you're watching a news report and someone's around the world and you guys are so used to having to, let's just pause for a little bit. But when we do it, it takes a while to get used to it.
Fill the space.
We gotta go.
There's silence. There's dead air.
Yeah, we're like, if that's wrong in our world, we're like, we can't just have silence. You have to say something.
Sitting there looking at the camera.
Yeah, we were not meant for cameras either.
Can you scoot over this way? No, the other way.
We did a lot of shots. Where I'm like literally in the corner and you can't even
see me. This is
so short.
Yes, I'm thinking on Orion, this is a train wreck. And I'm thinking, I guarantee you they're saying the same damn thing back at the TV station. This is a total train
wreck.
Weird.
Why do we not do those things anymore?
Yeah, they took the cameras out.
It's like, really bad at it.
Yes.
How long have you been on air now in Kansas City?
I'm in my 25th year.
Wow, good for you. And you met your husband.
I
in the new studio.
Todd.
Tell us that story.
Yep. Todd is a photographer at Channel 9, so he goes out in the field, and we work together on a lot of projects, but, you know, he's always happy to, like, have some space from me, because I could work with him every day, but sometimes Todd's like, you know, I'm really excited to go out with another reporter.
Rude, Todd. Super rude.
And not my wife. So, yes, we met in 2000. And we got married in 2008.
What was it like? Were you on a story together and he just said, and then slowly you got together?
No,
were you the initiator?
No, he was really kind of rude and standoffish the first time I worked with
him. Exactly what I like in a man.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, wow, this guy really has an attitude. And the other thing is his last name is Ummelman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had just switched from mornings to nights on my maternity leave. So I come back in March of 2000 and they said, well, take Todd Ummelman. And I'm like, Todd who? Because I didn't know. And now that's my last name legally. Ummelman.
Laura, can I tell you something? I've known you guys for 6 years and I've always thought it was Ummelman.
Ummelman?
So this is awkward for me. Absolutely.
I'd be really embarrassed. As much as you sucked up and
I know,
like you're her best friend.
So wow. It's Ummelman?
It's Ummelman, yes.
Why has he never corrected me?
You know, I think that the name is just, it's not easy. And when people screw it up, I'm like, yeah, and can you believe I actually took that last name? I could have just stuck with Moritz. It's
very
a lot
true.
Easier.
It is very easy. Are you from Kansas City originally?
No, I'm from Wisconsin. I grew up in Wisconsin. And
you don't have an accent.
Well, it's taken 2.5 decades to get rid of it.
It's weird because Tara was born and raised here, and she picks up an accent like that all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
For some reason, I think it's when you do your mom's voice. Anytime you're repeating something your mom said,
She says, oh, Tara, I think that was my fault. Like, that's just my mom's voice. Absolutely.
That's a Wisconsin.
Her mom's not from Wisconsin.
Her mom's mom is from Wisconsin, and I think that must be where it comes from.
There we go.
But she was born in California. It's just our special family tradition.
Something sound in her head, apparently.
My mom has that voice.
Does she?
And what's funny is she insists that me and the kids, that we have a Southern accent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, I don't live in the South. And she goes, well, it's way South to me. And I'm like, okay. We'll just leave it at that.
It's funny because
I
am from the South. I'm from Texas.
Oh, really?
And when I go back to visit, I'm not kidding you, it's like riding a bike. The accent comes out like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I notice it every time I go back to Texas.
Yeah. And I'll come back from visiting. My mom now lives in Florida, but my brother and his family are in Wisconsin, and my sister's in the Twin Cities. And I'll come back, and all of a sudden someone will look at me kind of funny, like, what did you say? And so you're absolutely right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. That's what happens.
And you mentioned your kids. Have you been following this college admissions scam thing? What's your take on that?
Are they college age?
Yes. I've got a junior in college and a freshman in college. It's absurd. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm so angry at those parents.
I mean, would you ever even consider
it? No.
Because Rocket spoils his daughter like crazy, and we were talking to him, and we're pretty sure he might go for it. He might try it.
I don't want to sound like a snob. I'm new to this. My son is just now getting ready. He's going off to K-State in the fall. But
hence the K-State.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just thinking, though, and USC, great school. However, if I was going to do something illegal and get in trouble, I don't think it would be for USC. It would Harvard, maybe.
Princeton.
Exactly. I think that's so weird.
But what about the parents and politicians who donate all this money to a campus for like a library? You know their kids are going to that school. Isn't that the same thing?
Well, to me, it's a little... It is the same thing, but they're actually donated to the school to do something good. This was just this scheme, this illegal scheme. And
like saying they're part of a team or part of something and they're not.
And I mean, the one kid, I think it was Lori Loughlin's child, never was on the crew team to begin with.
Nope.
That makes me feel bad for other kids that could have been on the crew team and that spot was taken from them.
Or any kid who may have gotten into USC or UCLA, whichever one it was, and didn't because...
She took their spot.
She took their spot. And that makes me even more angry that they pulled this.
Absolutely. What I feel bad about is the girls, too. What if they didn't even know? Because on their social media, they are being bullied so hard. And it's like, what if their parents just did this behind their back because they didn't think they'd get into
school?
She's
like, crew team? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. What do we do with these? Yeah. Lori Loughlin's daughters dropped out last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess she lost her Sephora.
Sephora,
she's an influencer.
And Hallmark dropped Lori Loughlin. She had, you know, more projects in the works.
And we don't know how Rocket's going to survive. He lives on Hallmark Channel movies.
I do.
And TV shows.
It's one of those things.
He calls her Aunt Becky, right?
Yeah, Aunt Becky. But it's like, you know, back in the day, I was watching all these shows, like Criminal Minds and all this stuff, and I got in a funk. And I went to my doctor, and she was like, what do you want? Let's go through your routine. So we went through my routine throughout the day. And then we'd work, which I had a blast. I love coming to work. I hate leaving. I'd love being on the air. And then I started watching these episodes back to back of Criminal Minds and Law and Order, and I got in this dark, dark place. Yeah. And she immediately made me stop. And really, she goes, "Let's try the Hallmark Channel." Boom, done. Mic drop. I love every show that comes on.
Everything that happens in real life, you know. That reminds me of a Hallmark Channel movie, Teresa.
Right. If he has a good experience, girls, it was just like a Hallmark movie. You would not believe this.
Joel Nichols used to bug me all the time when we were on First News together because I would watch Lifetime.
Yeah.
Lifetime movies all the time. And he's like, that is so pathetic, Laura. I'm like, well, yeah, that's just me.
How was Joel? When's the last time you talked to Joel?
I saw Joel at a wedding last spring, so it's been almost a year, and he's doing great. He has a podcast now, and he and his wife, you know, they're grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and so now they're living downtown, and they're hip and cool again,
wow.
And they're just like...
But he's always been hip when it comes to music. He loves music.
Yes, he does. Music and anything that has to do with theater or drama, he's such a well-read person that he will... He always would intimidate me just a little bit because he has a wit that is sharp as a tack, and he's very well read. So everything he says, there's a basis to it. But he's doing really well.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, me too.
I I'm wondering how you manage everything, Lara, because you have a project that we're going to talk about in a couple minutes here. You're a full-time employee. You're an anchor, very talented reporter. You raise two babies. They're in college. You're married. And plus,
I think she's about to ask for money again.
Yeah.
Again,
I only have so much.
Oh, gosh, Lara. Every single pregnancy at KMBC, I swear you've thrown the baby shower for.
Yeah, I'm
you've
a big
about
shower person.
37. How do you manage all that?
I cry a lot.
Okay. We get that
too.
In this room.
Yep. I just cry a lot. No, I don't do anything unless it's a labor of love.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, it's like what Rocket said. I love coming into work. I love coming into work. Otherwise, I made one promise to myself when I got into this business. When it's no longer fun and it's too much, then I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah.
And
what would you do?
I have no
that's
idea.
A fun
See, that's
question.
How I feel. It's like, I'm yes. good thing I still enjoy it because I don't think I could do anything else.
Well, and I, you know, when I go through phases of, yep, I think this is it. You know, I think this is it. I think I'm good. Then I'm like, okay, I'm qualified for nothing.
I'm like, I can't do math. Can't do science.
Right, exactly.
Not very good at history.
And I'm like, well, we'll just continue doing what we're doing then.
Yeah. I can read real good.
Me too. With a capital G. Yes. Yes. So I don't know. I laugh because my kids are so super smart and I'm not. And like Teresa said, I can't do math or science. And I have a molecular biology major.
Wow. I got to say molecular.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't even know what it was.
How did you end up with a biology major?
I don't know. He like
your parents pay for
the,
it?
No.
Is this what it
is? Her son alone.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
It's Tanner, not her.
Yeah, not me. That's Tanner.
Okay. So your son, okay.
Yeah. He's a molecular biology major. And Catherine is in computer analytics now. She's coding.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. We're going on spring break together tomorrow, and I'm going to sit Catherine down. And I'm like, just dumb it down for your mom.
Like, what will she do for a career? Do you know?
Well, there's evidently it's a field that is expanding and can be hired by absolutely anyone to write programs, to code things, I don't know, uncode things. I have no idea. But she's interested in the political realm and society and culture.
Wow.
And so, you know, she could go into anything from urban planning to, but from the computer aspect of everything.
That is amazing. It kind of sounds like you could retire early and these kiddos
could support
their mama.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going for.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
we didn't need that.
It is nice though when your kids do well. That's one of those things you wake up and you go, you know what? Maybe people think I'm not this. I'm not the greatest person in the world. But man, I'm a good dad.
Yes.
That's the best feeling ever.
And really, I mean, that's all we work toward.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's like if my kids are, you know, doing okay and contributing to society and just being overall good people,
yeah.
then I'm like, okay, all right. All the sweat, blood, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it.
I can sleep well at night, for sure.
No, you never sleep again.
Oh, you just cry a lot.
I'm trying to prepare, Tara. You cry a lot, and you constantly worry. The worries just change.
Oh, I'm feeling it, because my son just went away for his very first like grown-up spring break trip, and all they did was go to a friend's house, but his mom lives in Texas, so they did their first road trip.
Yep. Oh, my.
And just being, I worried about him, and then just being gone for a whole week, it's like, okay, I have a little taste of when he goes off to school.
Oh.
And I texted him last night. I said, I changed my mind. You can't go to college. You're going to live with me forever.
Yep.
I don't like being away from you.
Oh, when Tanner went off to school, because he's my oldest, and they're 2 years apart, I mean, I honestly felt like a body part had been removed.
Aww. I had a meltdown.
Oh, I did too. I was a mess for really the first semester. And he went off to Boston. So, I mean, he wasn't Thanksgiving. Until Thanksgiving. And it was the only way I could describe it is, it is this, I had no idea how we had gotten here. Because in my mind, he just came out of my body.
Yeah.
and it's just, you feel like something has been literally extracted from you physically.
It makes me feel bad for my parents, though, because we have cell phones now. So we can really check up on them whenever we want. And then I think when I went away to college, and my mom didn't have that. And she went weeks, maybe a month or so, not even knowing where I was or if I was okay or what I was up to. And, you know, it makes me feel kind of bad.
Yeah, I took my roll of quarters, went down to the payphone when I was doing my laundry every Sunday night because my dad, I was not a very good child. and so really, they put it in neutral, threw my stuff out on the curb and said, we'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And my mom now tells me, no, I was such a wreck. Now, your dad wasn't, but I was. but my dad said, you call every Sunday. And it was. It was a roll of quarters, mm-hmm. went down, put it in the payphone. I'm alive. A little hungover, but I'm alive. Didn't tell them that.
I was going to say, I could never tell that to my parents.
Never told them that.
Do you appreciate FaceTime with your kids, or does it make it harder to see their face and know you can't touch them?
They don't do FaceTime with me.
Oh, okay.
So there's some real shenanigans going on.
What are they up to?
Exactly.
We don't know for sure.
And at some point, I just am like, I don't want to know. Tanner's really good about calling me when he's walking to and from someplace, and Catherine has kind of taken that cue from her brother. So if they're walking on campus, they'll just put their head and call mom, you know, and appease me and tell me what's going on.
That's so funny. That's the way that I trained Jen for that exact same thing. And I was like, look, you don't have to, I just, a text, a quick phone call. If you don't do this, guess what? I'm going to stop paying the bill. Yeah. I said that one time, and
that's all it took.
And now I'm still paying it.
Yeah. But it is, it's just that peace of mind.
Yes.
Okay, I always just feel a little bit better because I think you don't know how you are worrying because you've been worrying for so long about your kid that it's not out of sight, out of mind. It's just like this constant little worry. And then you talk to them and it's like, yeah, okay.
They're okay. They can get through this. Yep. You can get through this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we had Laura in here today is because you have a really cool project. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, as you know, in the news business, we do everything in minute 30, minute 15, storytelling. And Kara Wright, who is one of our executive producers, she said, Laurie, I just scored an interview with Tech N9ne, who is a local rap artist, mm-hmm. who is the most successful independent rap artist.
We've done a lot of work with Tech.
Right. Yeah. And so my son and my husband have always put Tech N9ne on my playlist. But I really didn't know that much about him. But I was like, yeah, absolutely. I would love to do it. So it was just going to be just a regular nice story on an artist who is based here. The music label's based here. This is all about Kansas City.
Right.
It's a reason for Kansas City to be really proud. So I go out and I came back and I'm like, he is the most genuine, sincere person. And he is an open book. And I said, it's longer than a minute 30. And KMBC has started doing something called Chronicles. And so this is an hour documentary. And we go inside Tech's childhood. He takes us back to his childhood homes.
Wow.
We go into his Leawood home. And he exposes himself as the human being he is. And it's away from the stage where he is the fun, crazy, sometimes eclectic rap artist. And I love it. It's amazing. And I am really, really proud of this project.
And that's really how he writes his music.
Yes.
It's about his life. And if you listen to it, he's an open book, like you said.
Yep.
He's not afraid or ashamed or embarrassed to say anything.
And he talks about, you know, drug addiction and abusive household and his mom being abused and all the things that he has overcome and just where he is now and how he's found Zen and his peacefulness and his love for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
What surprised you the most doing this documentary?
I think because I had only listened to his music and I had never met him, of course, and I had never heard any, you know, just like his regular voice. He is this soft-spoken, well-spoken artist. And you would never imagine that it's the same person as he is on stage.
Yeah.
And he's a very kind, gentle soul. And we also interviewed Chris Calico, and he talks about their relationship on stage and off stage and how Chris oftentimes will answer for Tech because Tech just says yes all the time to things. And sometimes Chris is like, yeah, that's a no. And he just, you know, takes care of the whole thing.
Yeah. So when do we get to see this?
March 27th at 7 p.m. It's prime time, which is another very unusual thing. We don't normally...
How exciting for you.
Yeah, it is exciting. And it's exciting. I mean, the two photographers and Kara are the most talented three people I could possibly work with. And Kara's the one that made everything pretty. I do the interviews and I log and I write, but you know, she really was the visionary of how this whole hour documentary is going to be interesting and be, it is going to be captive to its audience. And the audience, and this is what's really fun for me, is going to be just like Tech's concert. It spans all ages, all demographics, yeah. And being a successful business owner in Kansas City brings in a whole nother group of people who may not listen to Tech.
Mm-hmm. What are you most nervous about?
I'm most nervous that in the middle somehow we just put up color bars on accident.
That's not going to happen. Don't worry.
Or a tornado comes in town.
We break in because, you know, we have a tornado in Wyoming or something. Just little technical things are probably the biggest. And, you know, I always, because I surround myself with really good people and Whitney Tyler and my husband, Todd Ummelman, or Ummelman,
not
or
Ummelman.
Whatever you want to call him. You, man, is always safe. And Kara, I just surround myself with them, and they are so meticulous. And the four of us, it's our brainchild, and I feel like it's going to be good. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. I'm really, really
excited.
I'm happy
for you. You can tell you're excited.
Yeah,
and being in the business, when somebody's happy in the business, it makes me happy because this is what we do it for.
Exactly. Tell good stories.
Yes.
And I think people are going to watch this and they are going to be so proud to be Kansas Cityans that you're just going to walk away and be like, that's awesome. Kansas City rocks.
I can't wait.
And when we see it now, we can say, we know her.
Yes, you do. You do.
Yeah. So March 27th?
March 27th at 7 p.m. on KMBC.
Good for you, Laura. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show.
Yeah. Woo! Party people, get on. Let's go.
On Mix 93.3.